New York City has a rich and storied history, one that's played out on WNYC's airwaves since 1924. Today, we're launching a bi-weekly series called Way Back on WNYC. It's a portrait of the city's past heard through archival audio. And we start in Brooklyn. The borough didn't always rival Manhattan as possibly the coolest part of New York City. In fact, in the 1940s, one Brooklynite felt he needed to defend it.
I'm Sidney Asher. I'm president of the Society for the Prevention of Disparaging Remarks About Brooklyn.
That's totally for real. And he had a simple goal, which he explained in this interview broadcast on WNYC in 1948.
We try to prevent disparaging remarks about Brooklyn.
Oh, you mean if somebody says something bad about Brooklyn, you walk up to him and conk him over the head?
Well, we don't go that far, although we're often tempted to.
Asher and his group especially took issue with how the borough was depicted in movies, on the radio, and in other forms of media.
We particularly resent the picturization of a Brooklynite as a dumbbell and a fellow who says these, dems, and those.
I see.
It turns out a lot of people felt the same way. Even though the group started as kind of a joke, Asher says it ended up with 500,000 members. The society even gained a following from Brooklyn soldiers fighting overseas in World War II.
The things that were uppermost on their minds, even when they were being wounded, they would write for things like street sign at Flatbush and Church, or pictures of Coney Island, or Flatbush water.
Did you have anything to do with sending them all of this?
Yes, we sent them the water. We sent some boys wrote for Brooklyn Dirt. They wanted to put their feet in Brooklyn soil. The darndest request, but we filled them all.
To hear the entire interview, go to our website, WNYC.org.
The Society for the Prevention of Disparaging Remarks About Brooklyn certifies that, and then there's a space for your name, is henceforth a qualified member and entitled to all privileges pertinent thereto. Signed, Sidney H. Asher, President. We love people who love Brooklyn.